15.
No guns or cell phones allowed. To build may have to be the slow and laborious task of years. To destroy can be the thoughtless act of a single day. Sir Winston Churchill. On a trip back home to Minnesota in the winter of 2004, I was having lunch with my friends Ken and Jill Greer at Perkins Pancake House when Jill mentioned that the state had recently passed a new gun law. The Conceal and Carry Law, passed on May 28, 2003, established that local sheriffs had to issue permits for anyone, other than those with felony records or declared mentally ill, who requested to carry concealed firearms to work, unless the person's employer explicitly restricted that right. This law is supposed to deter criminals, because if they try to hold you up, they can't be sure that you too are not packing a weapon. The law, though, contained a provision to allow business owners to prevent non-employees from bringing concealed weapons into a place of business, like a restaurant or health club. It said that any business could ban concealed handguns on its premises if it posted a sign at each entrance indicating that guns were not allowed there. This reportedly led to some very creative signage, with one church suing the state for the right to use a biblical quote as its gun banning sign, and a restaurant using a picture of a woman in a cooking apron toting a machine gun. The reason this all came up at our lunch was that Jill mentioned that at health clubs around the city, where she played tennis, she noted two signs now popping up regularly, one right after the other. At their tennis club in Bloomington, for example, there is a sign right by the front door that says, "No guns allowed." And then nearby, outside the locker rooms, is another sign, "No cell phones allowed." No guns or cell phones allowed? Guns, I understand, I said. But why cell phones? Silly me. It was because some people were bringing cell phones with cameras into locker rooms, covertly taking pictures of naked men and women, and then emailing them around the world. What will they think of next? Whatever the innovation, people will find a way to use it and abuse it. While interviewing Pramod Haque at the Northwest Venture Partners in Palo Alto, I was helped by the firm's public relations director, Katie Belding, who later sent me this email. I was chatting with my husband about your meeting with Pramod the other day. He is a history teacher at a high school in San Mateo. I asked him, "Where were you when the world went flat?" He said it just happened the other day at school when he was in a faculty meeting. A student was suspended for helping another student cheat on a test. We're not talking the traditional writing answers on the bottom of your shoe or passing a note, though. Intrigued, I called her husband, Brian, and he picked up the story. At the end of the period, when all of the tests were being passed up to the front of the classroom, this student very quickly and slyly pulled out his cell phone and somehow snapped a picture of some test questions and instantly emailed it to his friend who was taking the same test the next period. His friend also had a cell phone with a digital camera and email capabilities and was apparently able to view the questions before the next period. The student was caught by another teacher when he pulled out the cell phone between periods. It is against the rules to have a cell phone on campus, even though we know that all the kids do. So the teacher confiscated it and saw that the kid had a test on it. So the dean of discipline at our regular faculty meeting opened by saying, "We have something new to worry about." Essentially, he said, "Beware, keep your eyes open, because the kids are so far ahead of us in terms of the technology."